You're right, Mitsuchi. This seems to be the place.
With the subdued lighting in here, it looked empty from the outside. How did you know they were here?
I've received extensive training in enhancing my normal senses. While their words may seem like whispers to you, I can hear them quite clearly.
That's a handy talent to have.
It has taken years to perfect, and I am far from a master. But with time, who knows what I may be able to accomplish.
Is that something all Indian agents learn?
There are but a few who have the patience to try, and even fewer who succeed.
I'm equally impressed with your talent for the evasive answer.
I will take that as a compliment from a fellow espionage agent, such as yourself.
How about you use those talents to look down there and see if you can pick out which one of those rats is his own unit?
It is difficult to tell with them out of uniform as they are, though it sounds as though there may be three more inside the plane.
Those crates are too big for the Altamont. It looks like the stopover was more than just a rest.
Weapons?
It looks like crates of machine guns. Well, it seems like they should be coming into, not going out of Germany.
They did not want to enter India fully armed, but want an arsenal to defend themselves for the rest of the journey.
Well, the fighting is heaviest these days.
How should we handle this?
I can sneak down and do reconnaissance. If I can find the bow and remove it from their property without their knowledge, we can avoid confrontation completely.
I'm not sure that is the best of ideas.
I know you think highly of yourself, Mitsuchi, but you weren't stealthy enough to avoid me seeing you this afternoon.
Mitrashit?
Where did he go?
That was eerie. You haven't told him, have you?
What? That we are under orders to bring the bow back to England, presumably to try and use it as a weapon ourselves against the Nazi threat?
Yes.
No!
No, you haven't told him? Or no, you don't intend to follow orders?
No, I haven't told him. Oh, you may have. Have you forgotten already that he has incredibly sharp hearing?
I'm sure he's concentrating more on the soldiers down there than on us.
I wish I could do. It doesn't matter, though, because the artifact is broken. There is no sense in us instigating an international incident over something that is broken in half.
It's broken?
According to legend.
Then why?
Why did the Nazis go through all this trouble? That's what I'm waiting to find out.
We're risking being discovered by a squad of trained soldiers and a potential homicidal psychopath out of curiosity.
To us, it's a broken bow. To the Nazis, it's a potential mystical weapon. To the people of India and Mitrachi, it's an important artifact of their religion. Whether it's powerful or not, isn't it better to take something away that the Nazis want and give it back to the people who need it?
So the weapon is broken. But if it wasn't...
It is! So we don't need to dwell on what isn't.
What if he's lying about it being broken?
After all the information he's shared so far, why would he lie about that? Especially on the off chance that we weren't as in the form as we were and knew the mythology of his people. It's not like he's claiming that it was broken last year. It being broken is actually a key component of the tale, and ensures the right of Rama to rule. No, out of all the information he shared with us, that is a fact that I am very sure of.
So, you believe it's magical?
I believe that it is important to them to believe it was once magical.
And that's very nice of you.
Thank you.
Remember, though, that nice and the spy business are rarely copacetic.
Which means we should embrace it when the opportunity rises.
If you say so. Have you seen any sign of him?
No. You?
Nothing. Let's hope that they're having the same level of difficulty.
Intruder!
You just had to jinx him, didn't you?
Let's go. We'll be in a lot of trouble if they get those crates open.
Then don't let them finish!
Any sign of Mitrajit?
My guess is that he's over there.
Provide him with cover fire while he heads for the plane.
He may not have to. Whoever's inside is coming out.
Jeder im Flugzeug! Schnell! Schnell!
The guy giving orders?
Probably von Jule. Mitrajit! Von Jule just ducked back inside that plane. Go get him! I don't believe it! He's actually deflecting the bullets with his blade. I thought he was kidding.
He said he could deflect bullets?
That would have been bragging. More like he insinuated that he could do this on his own.
Fortunately for him, he won't have to find out.
Hold season! Hold her fire!
He has the bow.
The Shiva Dunish, you have no right to wield it.
Have no right? I have more right than anyone. Would someone with no right be able to do this? Would someone with no right be able to mend that which was broken by Rama? Would someone with no right be able to fix that which Shiva himself could not mend?
What in the name of Vishnu?
Well, it isn't broken anymore.
That's supposed to be impossible!
Nothing is impossible for me!
Perry, watch out! He's got arrows for that thing!
What good would a bow be without arrows to fire from it?
Oh! Perry!
It cannot be. This is not what Shiva desires.
Haven't you learned yet, my foolish Indian friend? It does not matter what Shiva desires. Only what I desire! And what I desire is for all mankind to know my fury, starting with the three of you!
Mitrajit, look out! Are you alright?
Mr. Geist, save humble Mitrajit's life.
Not yet, I haven't. Not until we get that bow out of his hands.
It is impossible. No one should be able to draw the bow, let alone mend it like that.
Whether he should be able to or not doesn't matter at this point. He did it, and it obviously has something to it. He knocked Perry back 30 feet and buried the shaft halfway up in the concrete. Is there anything that will break that thing?
The strength of Rama?
Anything short of that?
It should not be unbroken in the first place.
We've got to move past that, Singh. If the bow won't break, then maybe we can damage the other half of the equation.
The string?
I'm a good shot, but not that good.
My hand! He shot my hand!
Let's take them down!
Where is Van Hule?
I think he ran out the side door during the fight.
I will hunt for him. You check on your friend.
Go. I've got things covered here. Oh, Perry. I'm sorry, my friend. It should have been me, not you.
Oh, I couldn't wish this on my best friend, even with as much as it hurts.
Perry! You're alive!
Yes. Hurts like hell, but yes.
How?
He caught me in the shoulder. The knock backwards also broke a couple of ribs at least, and I probably have a concussion. But I live.
You're bleeding pretty heavily.
All right. I'll live as long as you get me off this wall and stop the bleeding soon.
Agreed. I have to break the arrow.
Understood.
Lean against the wall while I tie this off.
My handkerchief is in my side pocket. You can use it to elevate the arm.
I hate the idea of patching you together with handkerchiefs.
We use what we have. Where's the bow?
Over on the floor.
Go get it. I'll be fine.
Are you sure?
I'll be... fine.
I'll be right back.
Is everything all right, Mr. Geist?
Fine. Where's Von Yule?
He got away.
How did that happen?
I don't know. He was there 1 minute, and then gone the next.
So now you know how it feels.
Something like that. Are you having any problems?
I'm not able to pick up the bow. It's like it's glued to the floor.
It has been healed. Only one deemed worthy may lift it.
Give it a try. Something tells me that you won't have any problem.
Many humble thanks for your vote of confidence, Mr. Geist.
I thought so.
Now that the bow is whole again, I assume your government would be interested in studying the divine Shiva Dunush.
I'm sure they would.
Are we going to have a problem here?
Let's see. You've shown to be deadly with that sword of yours. Added to that, you now have the most powerful bow on Earth at your disposal. To try and take it from you would be a grave mistake on my part.
You will let me leave without confrontation?
Take what is yours, and go with my thanks for your help.
And mine, my friend.
I suppose you heard all of that.
Here? I didn't hear anything. I'm in far too much pain to know that you let him take the weapon. I'll just have to assume that someone as stealthy as Matrajit snuck in and stole it while you were seeing to my injuries.
Sounds like as good a story as any. Whoever you are, I can hear you. Come out and identify yourself.
Namaste, Mr. East.
Mitrajit, it's good to see you. Where's the bow?
Safely on the way back to its rightful home in India. Thanks being to you. How is Mr. Carruthers?
Safely on his way to an allied field hospital here in Romania. They will nurse him back to health before returning him to England.
And what of you?
Back to London to await my next assignment.
Very good. With your permissions, I am wishing to accompany with you.
You want to come back to England? What about your commitments to the Indian government?
I have been retiring my commission upon the returning of the Shiva Dinesh. It is my most humble desire to repay the favor you have done for me and for my people by swearing my fidelity and friendship if you will be having me.
That's very nice of you, Mitrajit, but it's far from necessary.
I am afraid I must be proving you wrong again, Mr. Geist. You saved my life, and therefore it is yours. My honor dictates that I repay the debt owed to you.
Well, I don't believe in indentured servitude, but if you want to join me in my travels, I'll be more than happy to continue our partnership. I could do a lot worse than choosing someone to watch my back.
And where will these travels be taking us?
This case has opened my eyes, Mitrajit. If the Shiva Dinesh was real and held mystical properties, how many other stories that most take as myth and legend are real?
And how many others like Van Hul and Hitler will be wishing to get their hands on these, to be bringing about chaos and destruction?
I believe that we will need to see what we can do about making sure that they don't. What do you say, Mitrajit?
It is sounding like a very honorable mission. And please, Mr. Geist, call me by my abbreviated name, Ajit.
That is a little less of a mouthful. Ajit it is, and you must call me Heinrich.
As Mr. Heinrich wishes.
No, just... Okay, we'll work on it. And while we're talking about working on things, your British accent is fantastic and I prefer it. But there may be times when being able to slip back and forth may prove useful.
The way a person speaks can often make him invisible or underwhelming, allowing others to say or do things that they would not normally do in the presence of a peer. Many people make big assumptions in the presence of humble servants like Ajit.
My thinking exactly.
Amazing.
The Shiva Dinesh actually exists?
Well, that too. But that Mitrajit's son and grandson still upheld the vow he made that day. I mean, you don't see multi-generational dedication. Ever.
You can't find people these days that honor their own promises, let alone those made by their grandparents.
I guess our Ajit is the third then.
All things considered, I say that's a good guess, because his dad was my dad's age when we were kids.
And what about that Von A-hole?
That's Von A. Halle.
If he was able to mend the bow, what other kind of power did he wield?
Good question. I wonder if Grandpa ran across him again during the war. We're gonna have to check that out and see if he's still alive or has descendants. That sounds like the dark magic Ajit was talking about in Chicago.
If he's still alive, he's gotta be Heinrich's age.
Yeah, what's your point? Grandpa isn't exactly decrepit.
Your grandfather is far from your ordinary example of a 90-year-old.
Agreed, but if he and Grandpa cross paths again, I'll bet it wasn't a happy reunion.
I'll bet. I'll tell you what. You scan through the journals, and I'll do a lineage search on him. See if anyone else is holding to a multi-generational vow.
Sounds like a plan.
Feels good to work together rather than against each other, doesn't it?
Yeah. We might just make a good team yet.
You have been listening to The Adventures of Derek Geist, Episode 7, The More Things Change, starring, in order of appearance, April Sadowski as Lindsay Caparelli, Ryan Gilbert as Derek Geist, and Doug Zeitlin as Mitrajit Singh. This presentation also featured Steve Kane as Heinrich Geist, Matt Halloran as Peregrine Carruthers, Louise Francis as Mary, Paul Mitchell as Minister Miles, Pete Nodded as Minister Rogers, Remo Lewenda as the Bulgarian merchant, Jim Caswell as the Nazi soldier, and Ken Halloran as Commandant Balthazar van Heulen. Derek Geist is a production and property of Timewell Electronic Recording Productions, copyright 2012. The More Things Change was written and mixed by Jim Caswell and edited by Ken Halloran. Music was composed and produced by Jason Fetter. This has been a Twerps Online presentation.